Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From your World Series champs at 9:20. But yesterday, Stephen Jones hopped on the KNC Masterpiece. Is there any chance? Made me think. It did make me think. Is there any chance that Stephen Jones changed your mind about this wretched, depressing Dallas Cowboys offseason? The fellas started off asking him, what does he have to say to the Tolos about the Cowboys being cheap?
Well, at the end of the day, you always can only, and we spend max money, year in and year out. All 32 can only spend the same amount of money over a five-year stretch. And when we're all said and done, we max out our salary cap every year, and we will have done that. And what comes with having a good roster, which we do, and we also are looking towards signing our own guys. It doesn't mean it happens overnight, but when you're wanting to sign players like Dak and Micah and CD, then that certainly you have to hold money back if you want to have a realistic chance at signing those guys.
So this is probably going to be an idiotic observation and reaction. My first initial thing after hearing this yesterday on this radio station was to go and try to look up the NFL rule that limits you after 5 years spending. That's what Stephen Jones made it sound like. There's a 5-year rule in the National Football League about how much you can spend. The Dallas Cowboys hit it, so therefore, we're throwing pennies out there. That's what I took from Steven's initial statement. I was like, is there a rule that we have not been talking about here on the show that we've been missing?
It's a floor, right? It's the floor. You've got to spend 95% of your cap or whatever over a 5-year period, and then so that makes you cap compliant, or that you're not undercutting the market.
Yeah, but he's talking about like they've hit the max.
That's what I think is what he's saying is tax man cometh. When you start restructuring deals, it basically like you've got 5 years basically to pay it off before it's like it's due. Here it is. Pay it. That's been their position, I think, internally when they look at things, that they say we opened up a 5-year window here. As soon as we got like Amari done, Dak done, we're restructuring deals, we're going for it. That's why in 2020, he worked so hard to get football on the field in 2020. And that's why when things started going south, he was having angrier and angrier interviews on this station every week. And he was cussing out Jane Slater for ruining team chemistry or whatever else. And so it's because they opened up this, they're thinking, this is not me saying this is what it is. I'm just saying their position would be, we opened up this window. It's shut now, like financially. Like, it doesn't mean we can't still work it out.
Not shut financially per league rules.
No. It's just
because he said all 32 can only spend the same amount of money over a 5-year stretch. We max out our salary cap. We max it out every year.
Yeah, I think he's saying, but definitely salary floor, that's part of the rules that he's talking about. But the other aspect of that is I do think that he's talking about when you start, like, flipping switches, you basically have this amount of time to get it paid off before you can't flip any more switches and you're just here. And that's where they're at, according to them.
Yeah, and if that's true, if they're not, as long as they're not leaving money on the table, then what we're arguing is their philosophy on free agency versus signing your own.
Right.
That's it. They're not cheap. Calling them cheap is the wrong thing to say. Because if he's accurate with this, that they spend the most, as much as they possibly can, then...
That's what I was saying. If you look at other teams, I threw out doing a possible study on it. Of course, I wasn't going to do it. That would be way too much work. There would be an RJ Choppy study on retaining. That's the key word here. Do the Cowboys retain more of their own and their own stars than other teams?
I generally feel like the Cowboys never lose a player they truly want to keep.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think the Cowboys ever let Tyreek Hill leave their building like the Chiefs did. Like, I think they do everything in their power to make sure they're keeping those people there.
Jerry's scared of losing stars. Other teams are not.
Yeah, the Chiefs are scared of losing
Mahomes.
Mahomes, but also the Chiefs don't want to lose 10 free agents in a single offseason, 10 rotational pieces like the Cowboys did this offseason. The Cowboys are happy to see 10 rotational pieces leave and are scared to lose Tyreek Hill.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's been their financial approach.
That has been. And
I don't think, I mean, I don't know if we can kill them for that.
They've won 12 games a year for 3 years in a row. Like, you can't argue the success they've had on the field. You can argue the success they've had in the postseason.
Yeah.
And then you can argue why they haven't had success in the postseason, and that's a long discussion. That's a different one. But they've been a good franchise. The only time this franchise has had a losing record in the regular season since Parcells got here is basically when they lost their quarterback to injury. That is, in that cap league, that is as impressive as it gets, as impressive as you could possibly get.
Does Stephen Jones regret Jerry's all-in comment earlier this offseason?
You know, I think if you're not all in this league, you're all out. And I don't know of any of the 32 who aren't all in. And, you know, everybody can have...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Their own definition of what that means, but I've never not known us to be all in, nor have I known anybody we compete against not to be all in. It's, you know, they have different strategies as to what that means, but at the end of the day, if you're not really all in trying to figure out how to put together a championship football team, then you shouldn't be in this league.
So there's the massaging of the statement.
Yeah.
So
that was Steven's biggest pain in the ass this offseason, to sit down with PR and say, all right, how do we spin what the old man said?
That the translation on that is, yes, I wish he wouldn't have said it. that's what he just said there. And look, I think that Jerry, when he said that, meant what he said, because Steven starts that, I don't think it was in that part, but like, I mean, Steven had said yesterday, he's like, well, different people mean different things when they say all in, and yada, and I know that we've all been like, no, all in means here are your chips.
We'll be all in.
Jerry's line when he said that, I think, was about, I'm all in on determining the future of this team this year. Like, that's kind of how Jerry was, I think, genuinely thinking about it.
I'm all in on determining.
Like in terms of, I'm all in, like, this is it. Like, this is the year where I determine what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Like this is, it's got to happen this year, because if it doesn't, that, not necessarily, I'm all in as
in. Spend for everything.
Yeah, not as like I'm upping the ante or anything like that. Just like, this
is. He could have said, what he meant to say really was do or die.
Yes, and I think that's the thing, is that, but you know what, it's, we've said it. There's two phrases this offseason that have haunted this football team. all in, and we were just tired. Those two phrases have completely, like, they're two phrases that I don't think they totally meant what they said.
We're just burned out, man.
I don't think they totally meant what they said.
So bad.
And if they could go back, both of them, if DeMarcus Lawrence and Jerry Jones could both go back and use different words, I think they 100% would.
Because, like, everybody gets burnt out at their job at some point. There's a burnout factor. I mean, a lot of people have that. But athletes don't generally say that because athletes know that everybody would trade places with them.
Everybody would trade places
with an athlete.
You know what DeMarcus Lawrence probably wanted to say? Was he wanted to say a lot about preparation, how locked in were guys, this and that. He was doing that. Need to come up with an answer, got to protect culture, and in the process of doing it, just gave a bad answer.
Stephen Jones on the failure of the Cowboys postseasons.
I feel as accountable as anybody in terms of the success of this franchise. And, of course, you know, we want to have one of the top, if not the top, franchise, you know, in the country, if not the world. And I think, you know, certainly I think we do in terms of what our brand's valued at. We certainly want to have more success on the field. In terms of that part of it. But, you know, as I said, we've had a lot of success during the regular season. We haven't had the success in the postseason. And we just, you know, until we do that, we understand there'll be frustration. And I can tell you this, we'll be rolling up our sleeves and going to work.
It's not what people want to hear, though. Like, generally, in general, I think the answer is fine, but What Steven needs to leave out of that answer is Steven needs to leave out of that the value of the brand. Like, oh, well, you know, the value of the brand is really up there. But obviously we haven't had the postseason success. Don't even talk about the value. You've got to understand nobody wants to hear you talk about your branding or your monetary value or where you are on Forbes' list this year. Nobody gives a damn about that right now in the fan base. No one. When it comes up, I think that's the problem.
I stopped retweeting all the Forbes value stuff. Like, people will send it to me and this and that. I won't even retweet
that. Is the Kentucky AD talking about Twitter impressions.
Yep.
When it was talking, you know, and Mitch Barnhart talked about Twitter impressions on the radio versus UConn. Oh, you know, UConn may have won the championship, but on that same night, we got more than double the impressions based on our coaching search. Oh, really? Well, good. Yeah. You know, it's wonderful. You know, their coach is going to turn you down for your job. And yeah, you could sell out your arena for a press conference, literally 20,000 for a press conference, but you can't win. And that's the same thing here. When you start talking about branding or impressions or any of that stuff, all you're doing is, hey, don't look at the right hand. Look what's over here. It's a magic trick. Look what's over here in the left hand.
Anything else you took from him?
No, I mean, I think that he's clearly... I think he clearly feels the pressure from the fan base. Like, and look, I know that Brian's always made the argument when you're Jerry and Steven and you guys, like, your family owns the team and you've put yourself in positions of power here, you never have to worry about losing your job. So you never really feel the pressure of my job's on the line the way other people do. I understand that position of it, but I think they definitely feel blowback and they feel heat and they're aware of it. It's the most aware Steven has sounded to me of pressure from the fan base in the entire time that I can remember.
I agree. My other questions that I wrote down in case he did call in during our show yesterday were, is the reality that you and Dak have a wink-wink deal to pay him next offseason versus this offseason? Is there a wink-wink? Number two, are you guys still, it sounds crazy, are you still in a Dak evaluation stage? Like, you need to see what he does in the playoffs again before giving him $60 million. I also had it written down, can you rule out drafting a quarterback if one fell to you in round one? And I would have wanted to know how he hesitated, how he answered those questions.
So that's the interesting question. That's interesting that you bring that up because, you know, with the Cowboys, this is a philosophy that some teams employ and some don't. Like if Aaron Rodgers was in this draft and he fell to the Cowboys, now you don't know what Aaron Rodgers' career is going to be, right? You were back in 2006 now.
Yeah. But well, on the phone the other day with Broadus, I said, well, what if J.J. McCarthy falls to them?
Yeah, like exactly. But like you know, if Rodgers, who was, I mean, a very highly touted player, if he had fallen, if this was his draft and they had fallen to him at 24, which I think that's where he was picked actually, right? Would they do the same thing the Packers did?
I don't know. Let me check my HIV research.
That was bad
on Dove's part. He did not. That's not what he said.
We'll get to that later.
Here's what I feel confident saying. If they had not traded for Trey Lance, like they're clearly telling you, yeah. If there's somebody they had graded similarly to Trey Lance would fall to them, they would have drafted him. But now that they've investigated, I think it's really hard for them to say we might be paying Dak $60 million. We have a lot of holes on this football team, and we just used a fourth round and a first round pick on somebody to sit behind somebody making $60 million.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really difficult. If they're picking somebody in the first round, they're trading Trey Lance or they're walking away from Dak. That's definitive to me.
Right. I think that's the case. Like they would do that if they did, but that's the point. Like you reset everything, you reset your quarterback room and your contracts, and it's a tough thing to have to say yes to, but you're
essentially
punting.
What's Lance's contract situation?
So they did I need to look it up right now. Did you catch that, Mr. Miyagi?
Yes,
good job. They did a reworked deal with him or did an adjustment to his contract. So this upcoming year, he is counting $5.3 million against the cap.
That's not bad.
And what does he owe it afterwards? Do they have to make just any the, decision?
There's
on
just
him?
The fifth year option, which I would very seriously doubt they're going to pick up since it's valued at $22 million.
Do they not pick it up in general just to pick it up and then maybe move him?
They should. When you're talking about quarterbacks, I think you should always pick it up. Somebody will gamble on a quarterback and somebody will take it off your hands.
I don't know if they're going to get the they burn the Giants with Daniel Jones picking it up.
Yeah.
So it can work the other way, too.
No, they didn't pick it up.
They did not pick it up.
They did not pick it up, and they were forced to make a deal done with him earlier.
Yeah, now what they owe, how much a year?
Oh, he got 40.
40?
He got
40 a year.
He and Dak make the same. 20. Think about that, though. We're in an era where Derek Carr right now is making 40. Somebody will take Trey Lance for 22.
877-881-1053, the Frank LaFranco Injury Attorney Hotline. The good news and timing keeps coming for the Dallas Mavericks. They get their big man back. We get a win with the Lakers getting the W last night. Everything from the NBA play-ins. And is Giannis going to be missing the start against our boy Rick Carlisle and the Pacers? That's all next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.